Look, asking for money can be awkward.
So, I'm here because not only do I need your help, but your country needs your help.
That's President Obama at a fundraiser in Chicago last month, doing what anyone who wants a seat in the Oval Office must do, ask for cash.
I'm going to do everything in my power to restore the greatness of this great country. With your help, we're going to go on, do whatever it takes.
Perhaps you've received a phone call from the Mitt Romney or Barack Obama campaigns asking you for a donation. Maybe you've even been invited to an event in your hometown of Detroit, Tulsa, or Seattle. Or maybe you've gotten a call like that from your home in London. The fact is, more than 6 million U.S. citizens live and work abroad. Many of them are deeply invested in political campaigns. So over the past year, both campaigns have reached out to Cairo, Hong Kong, Shanghai, and London. That's the home of today's guest. Stacey Hilliard is a member of Republicans Abroad International, supporting Mitt Romney in the upcoming election. Thanks for joining us, Stacey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Sharon Mineta, a spokeswoman for Democrats Abroad. She's supporting President Obama. Thanks for being with us, Sharon.
Thank you.
First of all, we should establish it's illegal for foreign citizens to donate to presidential campaigns. We're not talking about foreign citizens, right, Stacey? We are talking about American citizens who are living in other countries.
That's correct. And there's over 250,000 of Americans living here in the UK. And that's a great pool for both parties to tap into to raise money, whether it's for congressional campaigns or senatorial or the presidential campaign.
Sharon, how long have you been abroad?
32 years altogether.
And Stacey, you?
I've been in London for 8 years.
So, I mean, I wonder what your experience was in the United States as opposed to London. Do you think there's a difference in political activity or the amount of interest in the political campaigns?
Well, I think definitely in London that there's a real interest, not just by Americans overseas, but by the general population in the UK. They see that the policies in the U.S. directly affect them. Here, the economic recovery in the U.S. is going to affect Europe and their economic recovery. You see the effects of the U.S. policies worldwide, whether you're in a small country in Africa or you're sitting in the U.K. There's that interest from other citizens. And as an American citizen, you're constantly asked about what's happening in the election, how does it work, what's an electoral college, and things of that nature.
So what do you think? Do you agree, Sharon, that perhaps living abroad makes you more aware politically?
I think it makes you more aware, and especially in a different way. As Stacey said, you see how America, our culture, our politics, how we affect the rest of the world. And it's something that really doesn't hit you till you live overseas, especially for a while.
I mean, this is a relatively recent phenomenon. It hasn't been all that long that political candidates have actually, especially presidential candidates, have gone overseas to actively participate in fundraisers, Stacey. How successful is it?
It's been very successful. I know, actually, with the Democrats, it's been very successful in the past as well. But I think both of the parties have actually woken up to that there's this untapped resource that they haven't looked at before. And a lot of the Americans that are overseas are high net worth individuals. They're going to be giving more to more campaigns, to the parties particularly. And I think that that's a resource that hasn't really been exploited in the past, and it's now being used to great effect.
And Sharon, I wonder, I mean, obviously, these are American citizens. I want to emphasize that again. But there is sort of this, I guess, for many people, a negative feeling when there's money coming into a political campaign from abroad, even if it's American money. Do you have to balance that out against what's really kind of a drop in the bucket when you look at how much the candidates raise overseas?
Well, I think a lot of times when we're back home in the States, you know, people kind of look at it strangely and wonder, are you still an American? And, you know, you have to explain that, yes, this is really important. And I mean, a lot of people can't give money to the campaign, but they donate an awful lot of time. It's something that people really feel passionately about. I was very surprised to see that when I moved over here. Americans really, really care a lot about what's happening back home.
How did you know that? I mean, what were the things that told you that they were passionate about it?
Well, the fact, I mean, in Democrats Abroad, our DNC members and our international officers, they pay their own way. We all pay our own way to fly back to meetings twice a year to travel to international meetings. This isn't something that's paid out of the party. We give our own time and money to do these things. And voter registration. We've had a massive voter registration drive across Europe over the past 2 months. A lot of work. A lot of people have given up work time to do that.
And yet, that's Sharon Mineta, spokeswoman for Democrats Abroad, obviously supporting President Obama, and Stacey Hilliard is a member of Republicans Abroad, supporting Mitt Romney. But this conversation is less about the candidates themselves and more about what seems to be a relatively strong trend of fundraising overseas. And, you know, Stacey, out of all the schedulings that a candidate could do, because I imagine their time is pretty short. When you look at the comparison between how much they raise in the United States as opposed to how much they're raising overseas, is it an effective use of time to fly to London, for example, to attend a fundraiser?
Well, I think it is an effective use of time. There is a scheduling issue that always comes up, and a lot of times they do send surrogates over to them, whether it's a senator or it's a former ambassador or a high-ranking member of the party. And that's making sure that the voice overseas is actually heard. And unlike other countries, we still always have our right to vote as an American citizen overseas. You don't ever lose that. And I think that's something that Americans hold dear, and it's something that's actually starting to be recognized, that these people living overseas are actively involved, not just politically in their own countries or politically in the U.S., but business-wise, economic-wise, they're the ones helping bring American interest overseas and back home. And they're starting to see that this is actually a resource that they can use.
And Sharon, what effect do you think it might have in the years ahead if this grows, if candidates start to fundraise more and bring in more money from Americans living abroad? What kind of effect might that have on politics here in America?
Well, I hope they can use our experiences of living overseas to help the party in a way that it's very hard to put into words. But, you know, we want our experience of how America affects the rest of the world to have a positive effect on our platform and what whoever the president is, whatever he does. Remember that there are Americans out there that are seeing a very, very strong effect of American policy. We're still the big power. We're still the big boy on the block, and it's going to happen for a while. And I think our input is important, whether it's information or whether it's money.
Sharon Mineta is a spokeswoman for Democrats Abroad, supporting President Obama's campaign, and Stacey Hilliard, member of Republicans Abroad International, supporting Mitt Romney in the upcoming election. All around the globe, both candidates campaigning and padding their campaign budgets using money raised by Americans overseas. What difference does it make? Sheila Krumholtz is Executive Director of Center for Responsive Politics. And to a certain extent, Sheila, it doesn't make that much of a difference when you compare how much is raised overseas with how much is raised domestically. But does it make a difference in terms of the tenor of the campaign or the emphasis of the candidate's fundraising abilities?
Well, that's interesting. I think they are reaching out to audiences that are passionate, and they're reaching out beyond those Americans abroad, those expats that can give money, to the foreign communities, both showing their foreign policy positions and expertise and also developing excitement in those regions around the world. So I think it's a twofer. There's PR opportunities here and also cash opportunities.
This is all happening because both candidates turned down the whole public financing system. Is that just pretty much dead in the water? Is no presidential candidate going to buy into that system?
You know, the presidential public funding program was allowed to wither on the vine over decades, and it's fair to say that it is dead now and will remain off the table until someone comes up with a new vision for it. So it's not a popular topic right now, but hopefully, you know, there will be more consideration of it in the future.
I wonder if do you think it's possible that one or both of the campaigns could hit the $1 trillion mark in terms of how much they spend?
The $1 trillion mark, I doubt that very much. The Obama campaign last time raised $750 million, and this time, you know, they're shooting for $1 billion. It's true that with all of the super PACs and outside groups, it's going far beyond what will be spent in the previous presidential election cycle, but we're talking billions and billions of dollars.
Billions and billions that eventually, I assume, has to creep up there. Is it? I mean, I have to wonder, Sheila Krumholz, especially as we start to look overseas, especially as it looks as though the campaigns are so expensive that the candidates will need to look pretty much in every possible corner for funding. Are we going to eventually look at a cap? Do you think it's possible there could be political will to find a cap on this kind of spending?
Well, the courts have said caps on spending are unconstitutional, and that is what spurred in the 70s, post-Watergate, this public financing, kind of partial public financing program for the presidential candidates only. But, there just wasn't the education campaign needed and the political will and the public understanding to make it functional. So it's off the table now. And, right now the reform community is fighting simply to defend transparency and disclosure. So new public financing programs are not in the offing at present, but it's an important topic because the money this cycle will be simply mind-boggling.
Sheila Krumholz, Executive Director of the Center for Responsive Politics, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.